Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you so very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio Live, and I'm very excited to welcome back to our show, Cami Helenius of Just Brook, founder of Just Brook as Holistic Dream Life Transformation Coach. In addition, she has been a registered nurse for over 30 years. She's also the author of My Lifetime Series to Dream Life. Just Brook is based on Cami helping people remove their blocks, discover themselves, create, and live their dream lives. She has 9 books with several more in production and over 100 videos on her website where the DIYers can pick and choose the books and videos that resonate with them. For those focused and ready to take immediate and consistent charge of their lives, she has bundles and courses available that they can start even today. It gives them the tools that they need. That could be you. And these are tools that she used and created when she was stuck in certain parts of her life. As a registered nurse, she also understands the medical as well as the emotional implications of surrounding stress, burnout, and blocks. She's a certified practitioner, neurolinguistic programming, NLP, and her book, My Lifetime Series to Dream Life, provides her personal story of the challenges and triumphs that she endured throughout her life. She's very open and honest about it. Matter of fact, I got a chance to meet her personally with a television video interview we did at our television studios for Close Up Television, and really fantastic. In the near future, Cami plans to focus full-time on coaching and public speaking as well, which is quite exciting. We'll tell you how you can get the books and courses and all the rest in just a moment. Her website is justbrook.net. So that's just, J-U-S-T, and then the word brook, B-R-O-O-K-E.net. My pleasure to welcome her back to Close Up Radio Live. She has so much to share and celebrate here in the program, so we're going to get started right now. Cami, welcome back to Close Up Radio Live. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Well, I'm so excited to be back with you and hear your voice again. I hope you're doing well.
We are doing well, and again, it's a real pleasure, and we got a chance again to chat even further up close, and I thought that that was fantastic. I know you enjoyed yourself, and I did as well. I thought it was really, really terrific. And for those who are listening to the radio shows, who maybe they were listening to this episode for the very first time with you as our guest, tell our audience about your incredible work as a coach.
Well, I use a combination. I've been a registered nurse for over 30 years, so I have years of experience helping people increase their self-confidence and finding solutions to their problems and their difficult times. So I combine my RN knowledge and skills and my certification in neurolinguistics programming and some Camology. There's no word for what that is, but that's because it is a combination of the many experiences I've been through in my life where I really like dug deep into what went on like with myself and with others like emotionally. And I was able to turn my life around, and I've helped others to turn their life around. So it comes from a understanding that's deep within me for different issues people face. Also, I'm able to visualize the person that I'm speaking with and whatever problems going on with their life. So that allows me an extra, you know, like a way to help people, because I can see exactly what we're working with and what the solution should be. And I just take them by the hand and walk them to that solution that they're asking for, you know, and whatever time slot or time period it takes to get them there.
That's fantastic. And, celebrating that incredible work is something that we thoroughly enjoy doing. You wrote the book, but again, this is really exciting because of, you know, all of the material that you have that's in production and the pipeline. For the audience listening, tell us, and congratulations, she is a published author, My Lifetime Series to Dream Life. Tell us about that and what inspired it.
So I was inspired to write this like many years ago. Just these really weird things would happen in my life. And I knew at some point, and over the years, I'd heard God telling me over the years, like, help people like me. I didn't know how to do that. I didn't have any idea. And then last Thanksgiving, whenever I was going home, or Thanksgiving before last, when I was going home from my traveling job, that hit me. It was my life. I just needed to open up about my life. And so that way people could get to know me. And so that's what inspired my book, get to know me and understand. And so that way they would know that I actually truly understand what they're going through. So I wrote my book, My Lifetime Series. It is a story about some of the things that happened in my life. But I wrote it as an inspiration to those going through struggles in their own lives, or for those who just thrive on anything, books where anything that could possibly go wrong goes wrong, until I decided to reset, rediscover myself, and start living my dream life. But for those with struggles, you know, I hope that it's a beacon of hope for them. And, you know, I just pray that they realize that I'm out there to help them. It's also an invitation to allow them to know that I am here and I have the tools available to help them. And together we can overcome whatever is going on in their lives. And last week I went and dropped off the 6 books Father Jose had asked me to write. And as we visited, I told him about different things that had gone on in my life. And he said, you know, you didn't, and I didn't understand why they happened to me. He said, because I didn't choose for those things to happen to me. They chose me. And the reason they chose me is so that I would have this understanding. Because anybody who had gone through those things would be, even some of those things, would have been sitting in his office bitter. But I came with solutions and a pure heart. And I spoke with wisdom because I had been there and I knew how to get people through the different crises going on in their lives. So that was a very big compliment.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations on that, too. That's fantastic. Yes, it's very, encouraging, too. What do you hope people are left with when they read that book?
I hope that they're left with just an understanding that they truly can get through whatever is going on in their life. And if they're not, I'm just a couple of clicks away and I will help them see, you know, and that they can get through it. And I will help them to, you know, take the steps to get through it. I also have like videos if people are kind of nervous about talking to me or talking about anyone not publicly, but anyone outside of themselves or their small circle of people. I have over 100 videos online that starts with increasing self-love and goes all the way to how to make your house cleaning an NLP dream, where you get rid of the bad and you give thanks for the good, and you can even start to turn your life around by cleaning your house. So it's a complete,
you know, it's very
transformation.
True. Yeah, right, exactly, which is amazing. And it's a, you know, positive thing to do as well. And, you know, as I mentioned, you've had this wonderful experience as a registered nurse as well. So obviously that means that you have a caring heart and soul and you really want to do things that help people heal and inspire them. Where did that inspiration for you come from initially to become an RN?
Well, when I was 3, my brother was born with a congenital heart defect, and he spent the first month of his life in intensive care. He had his first heart surgery when he was 7 days old. So every other day, when my dad was off, we would all come. But every other day when my dad was at work, my mom and I would come to Houston, and just so she could go into the ICU to see him. So I sat in the waiting room by myself playing with my bracelets because I was terrified and I was sure they made me invisible. And then when he was 2, he had part of his lung removed. So my life was, you know, stressful from very early, but I learned to pray with intent from a very young age because my brother could have died at any moment. And over the years, we couldn't do everything for him. We had to depend on other people to help us with him because there was times, you know, when he was in the hospital or when he needed to go to doctor's appointments, like we needed that assistance. And I wanted to be that person other people depended on to help them fix their problems. So that really motivated me to be a registered nurse.
That's fantastic. And it's work that you've thoroughly enjoyed, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I definitely enjoy being that person to help other people. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's why
in
my coaching,
like you say, yeah, that's an inspiration right there, yeah. With your brother that
was. So that's why
in
my coaching. I'm sorry, I think we have a little bit of a delay. In my coaching, that's why I have a part just for medical people.
Which is awesome. That's fantastic. So then also, too, I know you wanted to share what your experiences were like in high school, which I know you've been very open about. Tell us about that.
So even though my brother had a congenital heart defect and he had multiple surgeries, you know, my family kept our life just as normal as possible. And so in high school, I had a great high school years. I made good grades. I got into Texas A&M. Any office I ran for, I won. I was sophomore duchess and homecoming queen. I had a boyfriend. Life, you know, minus my brother's heart problems, was great. Until one night when a truck was driving by our house, and the truck stopped and talked to my brother and I, and we knew this person, and he asked me if I wanted to go for a ride. So I went with him. I was very, very shy, and I was shy from the time I was little and until well into probably college. So we rode around for a while, and he asked me if I wanted to go out to some land outside of town so we could see the lights because they were beautiful from out there. And I said, okay, but we're not going to have sex. I have no idea why I said we weren't going to have sex. We weren't talking about sex. I wasn't thinking about sex. But anyway, I said that. So when we got there, he said we could see the lights better from outside of the truck. So we went to the front of his truck, and he kissed me, and he pushed me back against his truck. Well, the way he pushed my back, I guess, against the truck made me pass out. And so when I came to, he was kind of holding me up, and I said, that's weird because that's never happened before. I've never passed out before. I don't know what's going on. So he kissed me again, and he pushed me back again. As he did, I passed out, but this time passed out for a longer period of time, and my knees were very buckled, and he was, you know, holding me up when I came to. And I said, you know, that's weird. I've never passed out before in my life, and now I've passed out twice, and I was just in this daze. So he said, well, I think you need to sit down. So he took me over and helped me over to the passenger seat. I was still in a daze just talking about, you know, I've never passed out before, and he just got this very perverted look on his face, and he took advantage of me at that time. He raped me. And so when he was done, we got back in his truck, and we drove to town. And as we drove home to my house, he asked me if I was mad at him. And I said no. And he asked why not. It was all I could do to just say, I don't know. I was scared. I felt like part of me had just been lost. I was in shock. And it was hard for me to even realize what had just happened. And so I got home and I couldn't sleep well that night. It was like I was just watching this movie over and over again in my head. And so when I did finally fall asleep. And when I woke up the next morning, I went and I took a shower and I just scrubbed as long and as hard as I could in hot water. Because I just wanted that feeling of disgust to leave and just I couldn't take it. And so I decided that there was really no one I could tell because of who this person was, so I was going to put it out of my mind. So I did. And then in school, we watched a film on date rape. And so I was always very good at school and very confident, but I when we watched that film, I was like so embarrassed, and I was fidgeting in my chair. I was blushing, And I was scared that people, everybody in there knew what it, that that had happened to me. And our teacher said, if this has ever happened to any of you, you know, you can talk to me. This shouldn't have happened, and you need help. But because of who it was, I didn't talk to her, and I didn't talk to anyone. The next year when I was at college, a girl was date raped on campus, and everybody knew the story. We didn't know her, but we knew the story. So I wrote a paper. We're supposed to write a paper on something that had happened to us. So I wrote a paper on being date raped. So the TA wrote an A-plus on my paper and said that there's counselors on campus if I needed anyone to talk to. So I talked to someone briefly. He wasn't very old, and he was uncomfortable with the topic. So he said, you know, this is over. You're fine. And that was the end of that. So I tried to put it out of my mind again for years. It was, but years later, it crept back in there. So it became a big issue later on. But I think we're going to talk about some other things, and then we'll go back to that one.
Right. The high school sweetheart, the deployed boyfriend, Hank the con artist, all these things that you've experienced that, again, I think makes you so relatable because you share them so openly with your clients, with people, you know, in general. Which of, you know, with all the issues that have happened, could it have gotten any worse for you? I mean, to have even dealt with those things, any one of those things can be overpowering for any of us. But then a medical situation for you yourself happened. Tell us about that.
Yes. So after I moved back to Corpus, I was just not feeling good at all, and I was gaining weight. My hair was really dry. I was going horse every afternoon around 3 o'clock, just getting my son and I ready for work in school, like, exhausted me. I just wanted to go take a nap because I was so tired. And I'd been to doctors before, and no one could figure out what was wrong with me. One of my doctors even said, I don't know what's wrong with you, but you should be on disability. And I was like, no, I'm not going to be on disability. So finally, I went to the doctor who listened to me. I'd been to him years before. I told him how I was feeling. And when he checked my neck, he called his nurse in and got pages and pages of lab work. And he asked me if I went horse every day. And I said yes, or if I ever went horse. And I said yes every day at 3. So because I did finally go to him, when he came in for my follow-up for my lab, he asked, how are you doing? Actually, I should be asking you, how are you? Because you look like a 90-year-old woman about to die. So you need to go to a specialist. So I went to a specialist, and luckily the specialist really knew what was going on with me, because instead of asking me about different things, if I had this sign and this symptom, he said, you probably have these signs and symptoms. And I said, yes. So he diagnosed me with Hashimoto's disease, and he started me on medication. And he said in about a month, you should start feeling better. So several months later, I still wasn't feeling better, and but my labs were looking better. So and by this point, I was an RN. He was a doctor. Like, he sometimes would, like, do some work while I would take work calls when I was in there. We became great friends. And he told me, I think you have a tumor. And so that was devastating. And as you, when y'all read my book, you'll see, like, I've been through so many different things. And now I had a tumor, or possibly had a tumor. So he ordered an MRI. I had my MRI done. And when I went back in, sure enough, I had a pituitary tumor. It was too small to have any kind of surgery on it, but it was big enough to make me feel horrible. So I found a doctor after several months, a neurosurgeon in San Antonio, and I went to him, and he said, he showed us on the screens, my mom and I, he showed us the MRI, and he said, your tumor's right here, but I want you to have an MRI here at the hospital because the technology is better here. So I was scheduled to go back for another MRI, and a bunch of churches were praying for me, and that night I'd had a headache for a year and a half. And I would seldom take anything for it because my headache would just come right back if the medicine helped at all. But that night, my head hurt so bad, and I was in PO after midnight. So I just laid in bed and held my hands around my head as hard as I could and prayed. And anyway, then all of a sudden, my head, it got much, much worse, and then it got better, and I went to sleep. So the next morning, we were going to the hospital for my MRI. My mom says she forgot where to turn. And I said, well, it doesn't matter because my God held my tumor last night. She was like, oh, Cammie, why do you think that? And I told her about what had happened. And she said, well, we're right here, so let's just go have that MRI done. I said, all right, that's a waste of time and money. So we went and had my MRI. And that afternoon, I saw my neurosurgeon. He walked in with a huge smile. And he said, I don't know what happened to your tumor, but it's gone. I told my mom, you see, I told you God healed my tumor last night. And he put the MRI, the old one and the new one, up on the lighted board for us and showed us that there was no more tumor. So I was very happy about that.
Thank God, huh? Yes.
Yes.
What a blessing, for sure. That's really beautiful news. Thanks for sharing that and being so open about it as well. That's a good piece of news there. And again, it's the resilience you have to be able to get through all of these things is very inspiring for our listeners and for those, again, who are, you know, maybe going through things in their lives and they feel stuck and don't know how to deal with it all. Connecting with you will certainly guide them in that positive direction. With everything that's happened to you, how did you ultimately handle it?
Oh, after everything had happened, while it was happening, I would just get through things. Maybe not as bubbly as I should have, but I got through them and things just kept on, you know, happening, but I kept on getting through them. It was when they were all over, it was like when I had my meltdown, everything like hit me at one time. And for quite a little while there, I was bitter, I was angry, and I also knew that I didn't want to live my life like that. So I went to, my friend did NLP on me, and then he suggested that I get certified as a practitioner in NLP. So I did that. And year before last, I went to Pecos for a year, and I just spent a year by myself, like just resetting, rediscovering myself. And I was tired of, okay, like now I'm going to try this and like do this NLP and it's going to be better, those ups and downs. I decided that's the way my life was going to remain, was good, and that there was no question about it. And so I did reset and rediscover myself, and that's why I'm so passionate about helping other people do that, because I know regardless of what we have been through, there is a way out of it, and I you know, I've experienced it, so I definitely want to help others get out of it as well, because life can truly be very great.
Right, exactly. Absolutely. Well said. What about advice? I mean, we have more shows coming up, which I'm excited about. We're going to be talking about accountability and expectation versus reality and the overview of success in future episodes. But with this episode about really the book and everything that you've been sharing, what advice can you give our listeners, maybe especially if they are going through a tough time at the moment?
Well, you know, there's a time, like right initially when something happens, there may be just a little while there that things may feel a little bit out of control, and because they are out of control. And that's part of the healing process, because there's 5 stages to the grieving process. And so initially it may be, you know, it's a change in the situation, and it's going to take you a little bit of time to adjust. But when that time for adjustment lasts longer than you feel like it should, and it's starting to affect like all areas of your life, and you are, or if you're at the point where it's been going on for a while and you're definitely ready to make changes in your life and get your life back, I've been through all of those before myself. And I have all the tools to help you. And I genuinely love you and want to help you with whatever the needs may be in your life. And, you know, sometimes it's about, we're going to talk about this you know, on the 13th, but, you know, sometimes it's about learning to forgive ourselves. And that can truly be the hardest person. That's the hardest person I found to be able to forgive, because I've forgiven all these people, is myself. And because I expected more of myself, and you know, I didn't live up to my own expectations. So I can definitely help you with even forgiving yourself and in whatever situation you may be in.
Incredible. Now, I want to make sure that folks can get the resources that you have. And we've got maybe about 2-3 minutes left before we wrap. JustBrooke.net, JustBrooke.net. And you also have Just Brooke Catalog, too, for a listing of the courses. Tell us about, and we'll get, you know, more into that with upcoming episodes of our series, but for those listening today, tell us about how they can get the books and find out about the catalog and courses and things of that nature.
Sure. So just go to www.justbrooke.net, JustBrooke.net, and you'll pull up my website. In the middle of the, at the top is a list of like the different topics. The catalog is listed there. And it's a 47-page catalog with all the different videos and bundles and books that I have available for you. And if you see one that you like, just click on it and it will automatically take you to the part of the of my webpage that will where you can go to checkout and purchase that, and then you'll receive the email with the video or book or whichever one that you've purchased. You'll receive that delivered to your email immediately, so you can start your transformation, you know, within like 5 clicks or so. And I definitely have more books coming up that I'll be releasing over the next month or two that I'm very excited about as well. So if you don't see one that works for you right this moment, keep looking back, because there's more in progress. And I look very forward to helping you. And like I said, you definitely don't have to go through any of this alone. I am here to help you. And, you know, we'll work on your self-love. We'll work on your self-confidence. We'll work on living life with intention and conflict resolution. There's just a whole assortment of things, 47 pages, actually, of things that I want to help you with.
Real quick, in the minute we have left, tell us how you came up with the name Just Brooke for the folks that are listening, wondering about that.
So when I was in NLP school, I worked with my mentor often, and he said, there's a part of you as like a steam engine. There's nothing that stands in your way. When you tell someone you're going to do it, you're going to do it. Whatever need they have, you make sure it gets met. Nothing can stop you. Instead of naming all those adjectives, let's give that part of you a name. And I said, Brooke. And he said, does Brooke have a first name or last name? And I said, nope, just Brooke. So Thanksgiving before last, when I was coming home and I had my aha moment, it was just my life that I needed to open up to people about so that I could help them. That was my calling. I immediately knew Just Brooke, because there's enough Just Brooke inside of me, so, and love inside of me. So if a person's lacking the self-love or the confidence, all they have to do is tap into my Just Brooke, because there's enough of that that they can use until they remember those values within themselves.
Great story. Thanks for sharing that. I want to let folks know you'll be back with us just before Valentine's Day. You'll be with us on February 13th. Looking forward to that. And also on the 20th together, you and I will be chatting more about your extraordinary life and your experiences. We encourage folks to go to justbrooke.net to look into all these wonderful opportunities. And Cammy, thanks for joining us on the show. Always a pleasure. And I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you today.
Thank you so much. I always enjoy my time with you, and thank you for inviting me back.
You're very welcome. We're very excited to have this series with you and continue to share with our international audience. Cammy Alana is joining us here at Just Brooke. JustBrooke.net is the website. Check out the books, the catalog courses, and everything else You'll be glad you did. Her book is again titled My Lifetime Series to Dream Life. This is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time. This time till next time. Thanks for being with us on this episode. And we invite you to stay right here. Another great episode of our series comes up in just a moment. This entire episode is also archived, so you can hear it again. And we appreciate that. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for listening. Take care, be well, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.